There we go. Good morning and welcome to the program and allocation committee meeting of May 8th. Madam Clerk, we have a chair.
Good morning. Yes, we have a quorum.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, our first item of business on the agenda today is the consent calendar.
I'll move it.
Second.
There's a motion by Dodd, second by Campos to approve the consent calendar. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We move on. Okay, we'll move on to item three on our agenda here, and this is a. Excuse me, one sec. Item three is our regional programs. This is an item for fiscal year 2013-14. RM2 operating programs and RM2 operating program update, and this will be presented by Christina.
Thank you, Commissioners. My name is Christina Verdon-Hohorst, and I work in programming and allocations. Before you today is resolution 4098. MTC's RM2 policies and procedures require us to adopt a project-specific budget for RM2 operating funds. This adopts roughly $41 million in RM2 operating funds for individually identified projects. $2.1 million of those funds will be going to marketing funding for Clipper and outreach for 511 Transit. Last time I was before you, two of these routes, last year we're having issues, West Pat Route JPX 30Z and FAST Route 40 were falling below fare box recovery standards. At this time, preliminarily, they are meeting those standards. So we want to recommend that they continue to receive funding in the new fiscal year. So I ask that you please forward resolution 4098 for approval. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them now. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Any questions? Commissioner Haggerty.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity to speak today. I wanted to talk about number three in the item, which is the LABDA's Express Bus program. And I think, well, you say it must meet the 20% required fare box. And I sit on LABDA, and I know what we've been going through to try to get that route used more. I mean, we've done everything, passing out, you know, rides and you know, we've worked with FTA to change the frequency, and there's been a lot done. My question is, if we don't meet it, what happens? I mean, all the infrastructure has been bought. They take the buses away from it? I don't understand. And I ask this question very seriously.
Commissioner, we've got a little history on that question because we've had routes in the past that haven't met it. I believe what you've done in the past couple of circumstances is you gave them like one more year, and we really mean it. And in one case, I think they met it. In another case, we redirected the funds to another route. So it's not a compulsory action for you to withdraw funding if someone doesn't meet it. But you do need to take a discretionary action to decide to continue to give them the funding.
Right. And I sincerely ask that question because there has been a tremendous amount of money spent on infrastructure. As you know, on rapid routes, they have their own stops. They're a little bit cuter than the other stops. The buses are different. They're painted different colors, on and on and on. And to me, it seems like it's kind of hard to say, oops, and then
Look, it is. I'll give you a harder example, and that might be the South San Francisco Ferry Service. I'm looking at our former chairman, and our former commissioner and now assemblyman, Kevin Mullen, is very proud of it, but that is really struggling to start with, and they build a lot of infrastructure in terms of a whole docking facility.
Okay.
That one we'll have to cross the bridge when we come to it, but I think one of the one of the important innovations of Regional Measure 2 is the fact that it has these performance standards, and I think sometimes you have to be willing to admit that you did make a mistake, even at the cost of letting some equipment go. Otherwise, you're consigned to run the service, whether it's performing or not.
Yeah, well, I'm already asking, please, can we have another year, please?
Okay, and Commissioner, do you know how close you are?
I will, too.
Do you know where they are?
I do not know, but I can tell you.
I wonder if the staff.
I don't know that I want her to say anything.
They're in the 12% range, yeah. Somewhere above 11%.
It's a pretty lonely job.
Well, you're more than halfway.
Okay, we're working on it. Please, give us another year.
12%. Okay, we'll listen to that, Scott, at the appropriate time. There's a motion.
Second.
And a second to move staff's recommendation. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, and that was Bates and Campos. Okay. We will move on to the federal program. And the item before us is revision to the Transit Capital Priority Program for 2012-13 and 2013-14. And AB 664 Bridge Toll Program and allocations for the 2013-14 MTC Resolution 4035 revised, 4079 revised, 4080 revised, and 4084 revised. And Glenn will be presenting.
Thank you, Commissioners. Glenn Tepke with the Programming and Allocation Section. This item makes several revisions to the programming of federal transit formula funds for capital replacement and rehab projects. These recommendations address several issues that were identified when the Commission adopted the preliminary program back in January. In the interest of time, I'll just give you the bottom line of our recommendations and dispense with the background and rationale, but of course would be happy to answer any questions about those things. So we're recommending for Caltrain programming $13.7 million for rehabilitation projects and $11.5 million for the electrification project. For the three transit operators in Solano County, we're recommending $4.7 million for operating assistance and $400,000 for bus engine replacements. For the ACE commuter rail line, we're recommending $1.7 million for positive train control and another $22,000 in transit performance initiative funds for the same project. For AC Transit and SFMTA, we're recommending $33.4 million to advance bus replacement projects that had previously been scheduled for FY15 into FY14. This item also programs about $12.6 million in bridge toll funds that will serve as matching funds for the FTA grants. And then finally, the Federal Transit Administration just a couple days ago released the final apportionments for their formula programs, a little bit too late for us to incorporate it in this item, so we will be coming back to you with some additional minor revisions to the program to reconcile to those apportionments. We'll bring those back to you in the fall. So with that, staff recommends that the committee refer resolutions 4035, 4079, 4080, and 4084, all revised, to the commission for approval. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Otissier and second by Krasinski. Okay. All those in favor of the motion?
Whoa.
Aye. No, this is.
That's not it.
All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Thank you. We'll now move to our next federal program B. This is programming revisions for surface transportation program, congestion mitigation, and air quality improvement. Act Cycle 1 program. This is MTC Resolution 3925 revised, and this will be presented by Carolyn and Craig.
Good morning, Commissioners. Carolyn Clevenger with MTC Planning. My presentation will focus on the final bullet in your staff memo that's related to the Climate Initiatives Innovative Grant Program. In October 2010, MTC awarded $7 million to SFMTA for the implementation of the electric vehicle taxi project. $6 million of that was dedicated for battery swap stations and taxis that were to be installed and operated by Better Place. and $1 million was for fixed battery taxis owned and operated by SFMTA. In February, Better Place informed us that they were pulling out of the North American market, but SFMTA is still pursuing their portion of the project. So staff is recommending that the $1 million remain with SFMTA to deliver their portion of the project, and that $6 million be reprogrammed from the Better Place project to two other projects that were funded in the original Climate Innovative Grants Program, with the remaining funds to be held in reserve and considered by this committee more comprehensively in the fall as part of the larger Cycle 2 program. The recommendation includes $875,000 to a project called the Dynamic Ride Sharing Project that is being operated by three county congestion management agencies, Contra Costa, Sonoma, and Marin. This project was one of the earlier projects implemented in the Climate Initiatives Program, and it's running out of funds before MTC is able to move forward with our Cycle 2, given some of the delays on the other projects. The $875,000 would be matched by agency contributions to keep the project going until we're able to make the Cycle 2 funding decisions. The other project we recommend receive additional funds is the Bay Area Air Quality Management District's Bike Sharing Project. MTC originally awarded $4.3 million to the, at that time, $7 million project to provide 1,000 bikes and 100 stations in San Francisco, Santa Clara County, and in the peninsula. Costs for the project are higher than anticipated, so the Air District is requesting an additional $4.2 million to allow for the project to launch at the 1,000-bike, 100-station level and cover the operating shortfall for the first year of the program. Staff's recommending MTC split the cost increases with the Air District and its partners at the shares consistent with the initial grant. MTC would provide an additional $2.8 million, and the Air District and its partners would provide an additional $1.4 million. This programming would be contingent on the Air District approving their contribution to the project at their May Mobile Source meeting. These funds would allow the project to launch at its full proposed size and have sufficient operating funds for the first year of the program. As a staff memo notes, there are some concerns regarding the long-term viability of the project. No funds for operating in the second year have been secured, but the Air District is continuing to explore options for ongoing operating and potentially expansion funds, including looking at private sources. Staff recommends the remaining $2.3 million in funds from the withdrawn Better Place project to be held in reserve for future programming as part of the Cycle 2 program, which will be presented this fall. We did receive a request last week from SFMTA to provide an additional $500,000 to their EV taxi program. We recommend deferring that decision to the fall so that we can consider it more holistically with the Air District's other EV programs, as well as some private sector interests that we've heard in terms of EVs and charging stations. So staff recommends the committee refer Resolution 3925 to revise to the commission. I'd like to note that the Air District is here as well if there are questions related to their project.
Okay, thank you. Any commissioners, comments, or questions? Okay. Haggerty, followed by Wiener.
I'll let Wiener go first. I really want to hear what he has to say, to be honest with you. He's the reason I have a question.
Thank you for that, Commissioner. I'm Scott Wiener from San Francisco. Thank you for the update. I'll be supporting this this resolution today. But I do, specific to the bike sharing, I have some, I guess, general comments and concerns. I think we probably all agree bike sharing is incredibly important throughout the region. And I know in our urban centers, in particular, all three, where there are a lot of people who get around by bike, and bike sharing will help us not only if we have a truly robust and expansive bike sharing program, will help us increase biking, which will relieve pressure on public transportation and congestion on our roads. It'll also be good for people who, even if they already have a bike, where they might not want to have the bike with them all day long, and for especially quick trips. So it's incredibly important. I and others have been very frustrated over time that it has taken us so long to get this rolled out. And it's been a frustration within San Francisco that we've talked about doing it for a long time, and it hasn't happened. And then regionally, this has been going on for a number of years, and we still don't have it. And I'm glad that we're finally going to have part of it, or something rolled out by later this year. So I'm glad that that's moving forward. I have two concerns. One is the size of the pilot, 1,000 bikes for the region, 500 for San Francisco is certainly better than a smaller number or nothing, and I'm glad that we're moving forward. But a bike-sharing program succeeds when it's expansive enough that a lot of people are going to use it, and my concern is, for example, in San Francisco, which I know best in terms of how it's going to be set up, we're going to have 500 bikes, and it's going to be within the downtown and immediately adjacent areas. And so that leaves out a good part of the city. And if we don't quickly expand on that, and I don't mean quickly by we get the 1,000 regional bikes put out, and then we go back to the drawing boards and start planning again and thinking about it and talking about it, and then years and years go by, and we gradually put together some money, and then it takes years to actually expand on that. If we don't quickly build on that to have a much broader bike-sharing network, I'm concerned that that the network will system will struggle, and then there will be calls to abandon it because, look, it hasn't succeeded, and it's not financially viable, and not enough people are using it when we've set it up so that that may happen. So my question is, how are we going to ensure that we quickly expand it? And the second concern I have is, the cost here. So we're now at an $11 million program for 1,000 bikes. So that is, if my math is right, about $11,000 per bike. And I know that as we expand it, that we'll have some of the basic infrastructure in place. And I know that these stations and the infrastructure is not cheap. But how does this compare to other areas that have set up bike sharing?
And then the Air District is here, so I will ask either Damien or Karen to talk about some of the details of the cost of the program.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning, Commissioners. Commissioner Weiner, you had talked about the costs, and we've spoken about this before. I think the major difference between our program and other programs that have been rolled out is that we're trying to roll it out across a region versus in one specific city. And that has definitely increased the cost because we need additional equipment to rebalance bicycles and additional staff to do that. The costs, I think, are something that, as we entered into this project, we couldn't have anticipated. As we've looked at other regions, we've seen that they've started with similar pilot sizes and grown them effectively. So we're confident that with a robust pilot and proving out some of the concepts that we need to get, move forward, we'll be able to expand this fairly quickly. But again, there are significant costs associated with that, and the question, becomes, with a system of this size, and really what you're building here is a transportation network, who should be the administrator of it long term, and how it should be funded. I don't think that either the Air District or MTC are going to be in a position to do that long term, but as we look at our expenditure plan for our next year of TFCA funding, this is very high on our priority list. Some board members and commissioners in common, they've definitely said to make this a priority, and that's advice that we are taking.
But I'm not sure I agree about other cities' experiences. I think that other cities have started with larger numbers than we are. But regardless, if the Air Board or MTC isn't going to be the long-term administrator, I guess the question is, who is? Because if we don't know who that is, then that causes me concern in terms of quickly expanding this program, not just in San Francisco, but throughout mm-hmm. the region. And I think the regional approach is a good way to approach it.
Again, that's why this is a pilot project. We're trying to work those issues out through the pilot so that we leave somebody in charge in the long term. That may be a position that the Air District does take up in the long term. We've got to discuss that with our board members. But we would like, through the pilot, to be able to prove out all of those concepts so that we end up with a system that can be self-sustainable, that's viable for the region, and that can actually maintain levels of service that we'd like to see in each of these regions. That's why the pilot is so important. This point of wanting to expand quickly, we understand that in certain cases that may make sense, but you should really take a look first and see what the numbers are actually going to be, I think, before you make that move and make that commitment.
But that strikes me as a little bit chicken and egg, because mm-hmm. if we start out with this program that is on the small side, mm-hmm. And then you say, well, the experience doesn't bear out success, and so let's hesitate to expand it. I don't know. Yeah. I'm hopeful we'll get lots of important, great data from mm-hmm. the 1,000 bikes and the bikes in San Francisco, but I'm not sure how indicative that would be of what we'll see with a much larger, more robust mm-hmm. program.
Okay. And that's you. A point well taken.
Damien, if I could get you to fill out a speaker's card, that'd be great.
Sure, will do. Okay.
Commissioner Haggerty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, I too share the same frustration as Commissioner Wiener about this.
Excuse me, Scott. Did you have questions for Damien?
I may get to it.
Okay. All right.
I'm never sure where I'm going.
Okay. We noticed.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. I share the same frustration as Commissioner Wiener, and if he thinks this program's taking long to get going, it probably would have taken longer without the push of the Mobile Source Committee. And actually, I traveled to a region where they had bike sharing, and I came back all fired up and put the fire under Damien and the rest of the Air District staff to kind of get this thing moving. I would agree with you that it's taken a while, but I think it's proved to be a bit more complicated than we had originally thought. And if you're upset with, and having said what I just said, and being the chairman of the Mobile Source Committee, but if you're upset with 500 bikes, I ask that you look at the map that is in the packet and be me and say, well, I have zero. And so I'm not feeling so good about that, which leads me to my question. If we put more money to this program over on the peninsula, how does that affect us getting started on the East Bay?
Commissioner, I don't think it hurts you in the East Bay. Remember, Carolyn mentioned the fact that we're recommending that a balance from the first cycle be carried forward. And if you add that to the amount that's available in the second cycle, it's roughly $24 million. I think we're taking to heart this discussion that you all are having. And I'd certainly like a chance to talk to Jack Broadbent, my counterpart at the Air District, about this and see how we can do better and go faster. I think clearly one thing you look at when you do look at the map is you got two of the three big cities, but not all three. And that's where these programs tend to be around the world. Right. And so I think that clearly would loom large in our consideration for the second cycle.
Right. Okay, thank you. I just wanted to at least have a small discussion, because I don't want to shut the East Bay out, because, as you said, one of the urban cores is missing. I would submit that there's also BART stations down the line mm-hmm. where we could really do a good job with bike sharing if it was there. So I just wanted to have that discussion. But one of the things that I'm still not clear on is, as we roll this out, will the Clipper card work for reserving and pulling a bike? Because to me, that has to happen. And I know that's probably an ugly question.
I think it is a good question, so I'm going to ask Damien to answer it.
At your direction, Commissioner Haggerty, we've already begun the discussions with the folks over
so
at Clipper Car.
So you guys are now doing it.
We are doing that. And with the discussion regarding the East Bay and the rollout of the bicycle share system, as you know, over at the Air District, there's been a concerted effort by the committee to make expansions to the system. We are going to be bringing you back a funding plan. We'll obviously be talking to MTC about how that looks. We're going to be doing that over the next couple of weeks, and we'll be bringing that to you at your next committee meeting. So hopefully there'll be some good news in there for that system. So one of the things that will assist, I think, a lot in getting this rolled out in other areas is us maybe providing some facts to regions on what it takes to actually do this. The sequence analysis, the siting of the bicycles, finding the locations, getting all of that stuff rolled out first. So we are in the process of meeting with the folks in the East Bay the folks from BART, the folks from our CMAs, to start those conversations and to move that ball forward. So, as I said, we have listened, and all of those steps, opening up the CMAs to fund this to air district funding, and also trying to integrate with CLIPR, we are taking those, we are beginning those negotiations now.
So I'll wait for the committee.
Commissioner, I do want to inject a note of caution on CLIPR, and that is that Commissioner Sparing's buses are ahead of you in the queue, and we've got a long queue for CLIPR. So we need to figure out how to feather this in, because we've got a constrained set of resources on CLIPR that really says you can do this much, this fast, and not more.
And I agree, but I would also remember back to my old training called Dirt Fit, do it right the first time. And it would be helpful if we at least knew how much it would cost to do this, apply this application to bike sharing, and then see if we could find the
money. That's something we could at least provide.
Right.
But I don't want to minimize the fact that CLIPR is not fast. That's one thing it certainly is not. And so we can get you a cost, but I think the thing that might disappoint you more is the schedule.
Well, I know it's not just Sparing's buses, but I think Lavda is ahead of it too. So, I mean, I get what you're saying. I know there's limited resources, but, you know, we should at least try.
Understand.
Okay, thank you. Mayor Q?
Thank you. Mayor Q. Okay. All right. That's a new name to respond to. All right. I just watched the James Bond movie, too. All right. What I'm actually going to ask is for an alternative. I believe that you've got $2.3 million undesignated. I know that our executive director wants to roll that over into the fall. But I'd actually like that to go to, or alternative funds provided, to planning on the East Bay corridor. We are flatter. We're more contiguous. We already are, like, I think the fastest growing. Like, we've moved up from 11th to 7th in the country in the number of our bike commuters in Oakland alone, if you add Berkeley. And I have a lot of employees that are riding all the way from Richmond into Oakland because we're so contiguous and we're so close. And in our discussions with BART, we now have two bike parking stations that would be perfect locations for the bike shares, and we're going to expand that at Coliseum City. And we believe, after talking to, we're all doing bike work tomorrow, right? And so they were all at City Council last night, and so I held a little caucus of all of the activists. They believe that we need to get to work on some planning. We're more open to a public-private partnership model. We think we can expand very, very quickly. So I would like some of this $2.3 million that's unspent to be set aside so that the East Bay can start planning right away. We can go from I don't know if I want to ride all the way to Pleasanton because then I have to go down the freeway. But I think the East Bay corridor can expand very, very quickly. And on behalf of the East Bay Bike Coalition and the City of Oakland, who was not included in the original grant, we'd like to get some of this money or alternative money kicked off right now so that we can start the planning so that we can put in a really good application when the $20 million is available in the fall. And why I think we need planning money, because I don't want to put an application in just for Oakland. I'd like to do the whole corridor along the major arterials, whether that's International Boulevard or San Pablo, all the way out to Richmond. I think we could do something that's much quicker than this, what happened in San Francisco, and would involve a lot more bikes right away.
Hey,
Just in response to that, CMAQ funds cannot be used for planning purposes, but we can, you know, work with your staff for other to see if there's other fund sources or work with the CMAs.
It can only be used for the capital for the bikes themselves?
Capital and operations. So probably not just for the bikes themselves, but the other capital that goes into it as well as operations.
So what is San Francisco using the money for if it's been 2 years and they don't have the program up?
Buying bikes, putting stations together, and I'll defer to Damien.
So that maybe the East Bay could use some of that money to put some additional stations building on the two stations in Oakland.
Commissioner, I think the point is, you mentioned in your request, could you use this money or alternative money to do the planning? And I think the answer is it has to be alternative money, and I'd like to work with you on that with the Alameda CMA and see what we can do. I think it's a good suggestion to get a good application in, because the first round of this funding was quite competitive. And, you know, so if you want to get bike sharing, we need bike sharing to win.
It's just that if we're, I mean, when you think about it, one of the most common, if this is going to be successful, will be people who take BART from the East Bay to San Francisco and vice versa. And having, that's where one of the highest BART riderships is. So not having the bike share on one side and not having on the other side really limits it. So I want to do whatever we can do to move that forward. And I think in Oakland we're okay, but I'm betting in some of the other smaller cities we're going to have to put stations together to make the network effective. So I just want the East Bay to have a sort of equal footing so that when we compete in the fall that we will have a real ability to get funding.
Okay. Commissioner McKenzie.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm sure glad I brought up the question of the Clipper capital budget amounts now that there's such competition. And as chair of the operations committee, I'm certainly planning and meeting with Melanie Crotty and talking about the sequencing of the capital expenditures and see where bike sharing finds itself. And it's a great discussion to be happening because tomorrow you're all on your bikes. It's Bike to Work Day. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Commissioner Haggerty.
Yeah, just to the executive director, I just want you to know that I've already started, I guess we're all as chairman, but as chairman of ACTC, the Transportation Commission for Alameda County, with Art, to tell him that he's to work with your agency and the Air District to do whatever funding we can find to get the project going in the East Bay. So that's already underway.
Thank you.
Okay, Commissioner Bates.
Thank you. I'm sorry, maybe I missed this. When is the next round?
We were hoping to get through the plan first, so that's done in July, so in the fall.
In the fall.
Yeah.
And so I think it would be good, I don't want to linger, but I think the point about giving some opportunities for people to plan how this might work and how, you know, they might do that would be good. It doesn't have to be a lot of money, but I think it would be excellent.
Commissioner Polinsky.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to make sure that we're all aware that the City of San Jose is ready to go. And we don't want to do anything today that holds it up. We've had a very aggressive bike lane improvement program over the last several years. You'll see an awful lot of people on bikes in San Jose and Santa Clara Valley tomorrow. But my sense is I'd rather have people use all the bikes and then stand in line saying, where's the bike, because they're all used, rather than have a number of bikes left over that are not being used so that people say, maybe the program's not going to be successful. So I think the numbers are right. And for us, I'm fully assuming that we're going to increase this program as quickly as possible because we're going to have a very strong ridership. So I hope nothing we do holds it up, and particularly for the City of San Jose, since we are right now very bicycle-oriented. I think we need to strike while the iron's hot. So I recommend we go forward immediately and aggressively.
Thank you. Any other commissioners? Okay, I have two speakers, Kid Hodge, and we'll be followed by Renee Rivera.
Good morning. Is this on?
Yes.
Yes, wonderful. Good morning. I'm Kit Hodge from the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition. I'm very pleased to be here this morning. It's been an exciting morning. I just want to say on behalf of our 12,000 members, we urge you to move forward with restoring the bike pilot back to its original size of 1,000 bicycles. As you've already mentioned today, like a phone network, it's incredibly important for a bike share system to work at a certain scale. And so we want to get back to that scale. We agree with you that there are many questions still unresolved about the long-term nature of this program. We want to get going as fast as possible to expansion in San Francisco and around the region. But we don't want to hold up moving forward with getting funding secured to move back to having 1,000 bikes for the initial pilot. There's incredible enthusiasm for this program. I've yet to see a transportation project be so well received in this region, and it's, I think, telling about where we're going with bike sharing as a region. And so look forward to your support on this measure. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Rivera.
Good morning, Commissioners. It's great to be here the day before Bike to Work Day, and I'm looking forward to seeing many of you tomorrow. We actually have 12 of our East Bay mayors out riding tomorrow morning. Really excited about that. Mayor Q and I will be out at Eastmont Police Station. If you want to join us at 7 a.m., we're going to be riding into Oakland City Hall. So, and I know a lot of other folks are committed as well. So, one of the things I notice when I'm talking with our East Bay mayors is how excited everyone is about bike share. And they're asking me, when are we going to get bike share in the East Bay? There's a tremendous amount of excitement. And as we move closer to the launch in SF and the peninsula, that excitement and momentum is only going to increase over here. So I wanted to update you on one other thing is that we've been working. The East Bay Bicycle Coalition is along with our other two biggest advocacy groups, SF and Silicon Valley, have been working with BART and Capital Corridor to do actually a lot of brainstorming planning around bike share, around the regional expansion, and we actually have a meeting coming up on the 28th of this month right here in this room where we're going to be doing really digging in and figuring out how we can get the funding, how we can structure, answer some of the questions that we were talking about earlier with air quality about how we move forward beyond this pilot. So there's a lot of great planning happening right now, and what we need more than anything is more funding. So I strongly encourage you to approve the additional $2.8 million and in addition to consider allocating the $2.3 million to bring the East Bay into the pilot. I think now is the moment. The momentum is there, as many other people have commented. We need to move quickly on this because there is so much interest. And the East Bay really is ready. If you look at Northern Alameda County, we have a 4% bike mode share, which I, as we calculate it, actually makes us the second, just the number two major metropolitan area in terms of biking in the whole country. So thank we you. Are ready for bike share. I also thank see a great opportunity out in the Tri-Valley with the interest we have out there from our mayors and our business parks to do a pilot there as well. It is ready to go.
Thank you.
One more thing. So I just want to make one quick comment, which is that if we don't act now with a coordinated regional system, other systems will pop up because mayors will make deals with other providers. And we're seeing it happen in other parts of the country. Part of what we need is to put the money out there to get everyone to work together to have a coordinated regional system that is integrated with our transit system.
Thank you, Ms. Rivera.
Thank you.
Commissioner Tissier.
Yes, I'd like to move approval of the program revisions to the Surface Transportation Program, Metropolitan MTC Resolution Number 3925 revised.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved by Tissier and second by Bates. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Thank you. It passes. Okay, that takes us to item number five. This is the California Transportation Commission update. And Kenneth?
Thank you, Commissioners. I'll be real brief. CTC met yesterday, and I'll highlight two actions. They allocated over $170 million to the Outer Harbor Intermodal Terminal for the Port of Oakland using trade corridor funds, and over $65 million in Proposition 1A funds for the Caltrain positive train controls program. So
great.
Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Okay. Thank you for that update. Next item is public comments. I have no speaker cards. So at this time, we are adjourned into our June 12th meeting.